on teaching. Amen. Preaching. Usually, when a pastor comes up here, God gives him a message to do with your own life. So I'm preaching tonight as much to myself. And I know if I've got a problem, then you've also got a problem. We're going to look at the great harlot, the whore of Babylon. So I want you to open your Bibles, because we're going to do a lot of reading. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, and I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters." We see Revelation beginning. Revelation is in a timeline. It starts with the churches, seven churches in Revelation. Then it goes through, Antichrist appears. Then it goes through the seven trumpets. The seven seals judgment, the seven trumpet judgments, the seven bowl judgment. Here we are at the end of Revelation. It seems like everything is gone. The wrath of Jesus Christ was poured out onto the world. The wrath of Satan has been poured out onto the world. The wrath of God has been poured out onto the world. Everything seems to be finished. The only thing that needs to take place is Armageddon, where Jesus comes and fights the last fight, and the 1,000 years of peace starts. But all of a sudden, everything changes. It shifts. It's no longer the wrath of God. All of a sudden, the focus shifts onto the great harlot. It seems out of place. So let's look at the great harlot. What is a harlot? What is a great harlot? A harlot is a married woman. Prostitute is an unmarried woman that does it for money. A harlot has got a husband, but she defiles her marriage bed, whether it's for pleasure, whether it is because she's unsatisfied, whether it is out of she wants to see if there's something better. Neskierigheid, what's that in English? Yeah, inquisitiveness. We don't know, but a harlot longs for something else outside of marriage. We are Christians. We are married to God. God is our Father. But what about those who don't know God? They are also made by God. They're God's children, whether they want to or not. We are all created by God. So we all belong to God. Whether you choose to serve Satan, Muhammad, doesn't matter. You are a child still created by God. So a harlot is a married woman who sits on many waters. Many waters refers to the world. Many people. We'll come back to that verse a little bit later. All right. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. The kings got drunk of a wine. Kings are rulers. Kings are those who make laws. So the lawmakers of this world were influenced by this great harlot. And the rest of the world, every nation, every person on this earth drinks from her. They get drunk. What does drunk mean? If you are drunk, you don't stop. You want more and more and more until there's nothing left, or until you fall over and you pass out. That's the only two things that will stop you. So what does it say? We as the world, we want more of this harlot. When is the next thing coming out? Everybody speaks about it. Everybody talks about it. If you look at the drunkard, If he gets up in the morning, the only thing he thinks of, where can he get alcohol from? Until he gets alcohol, he's not satisfied. So are we as the world. We want the harlot. All right. So she's carried by many in the spirit into the wilderness. He carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, a red beast, which was full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. This woman sits on a red beast. Beast in Revelation tells us it's Satan, satanic. Her seed is satanic. Ten horns and seven heads. We'll come back to that a little bit later. The woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup, full of the abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. She was arrayed in scarlet, royal colors. She's worshipped. She's worshipped by the world. All right. And on her forehead, a name was written, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abomination of the earth. She's a mystery. Great Babylon, and she is a mystery. The mother of harlots speaks. Not only is she a harlot, but she breathes, she creates harlots. She bears harlots. There's now many harlots all over the world. Every country has got a harlot. South Africa's got a harlot. India's got a harlot. And the abomination of the earth, the seven heads of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with all amazement. She was made drunk. She killed the saints. She destroyed the saints. Can I ask, is she destroying us? All right. But the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is." This beast was from the beginning of the earth, not from the earth, is not, she's here, and will be. She will be here until Armageddon, until the 1,000 years of peace starts. That's when she will end. Here is the mind which has wisdom. A challenge has been given to us. Do we have wisdom? And I'm not standing in front of you tonight and say that I've got wisdom. I definitely do not have wisdom. But a challenge has been given to us. The seven heads are seven mountains on which this woman sits. Seven mountains. I don't believe. When I was in Bible school, they told us, it's the traditional church. If you read the commentaries of Matthew Henry, it says it's the seven mountains surrounding Rome, that Rome is built on. I do not believe. This is a spiritual thing. It's a sin. It's a spiritual thing. The beast comes out of the bottomless pit. it's a spiritual, it's demonic. The traditional churches doesn't fit this. Yes, in the Middle Ages, the traditional church had power, did kill, but its power has diminished. It's got no power anymore. And if you know anything about sin, sin never diminishes. Always increases. Always increases. All right. So there's seven heads. Seven strongholds. Mountains. Remember Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be moved, be cast into the sea, it will be done. It's a stronghold. Or it can be a physical mountain. I believe it's a stronghold on this earth. And this stronghold, seven strongholds, is where this woman sits on, the beast. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen. So this seven heads has got two explanations. It's the seven mountains and seven kings. Five have fallen. You can pick your choose. Those who have been fallen doesn't matter anymore. They're gone. Gangin Chan, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Hitler, Marx, Karl Marx, thank you. You can choose. Not important. They're gone. One is, the Bible says. And one will come, the Antichrist. Let's read a little bit further quickly. Seven kings, five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. So the last one is definitely the Antichrist. 7 years, great tribulation, tribulation, great tribulation. The one is, I believe, the spirit of the Antichrist. That's on the earth now. It's been here always. You can see it in history. You can see it in communists. You can see it in Hitler. Hitler took everything from the Jews. Wasn't satisfied by taking their land, their possessions, their houses. He threw them into ghettos. Confinement. Horrible conditions. But 1,000 times better what came. What came is, they were thrown into concentration camps and they were gassed and burned. Can I say that the spirit of the Antichrist is in South Africa? Is the spirit of the Antichrist in the Middle East? Anywhere where there's confusion, the spirit of the Antichrist is. It is here. And he's coming. The beast that was and is not, he is himself also the eighth of the seven and is going to perdition. So the beast will be the eighth king and he will go into eternal judgmental, which is the second death, which is the lake of fire and brimstone. The ten horns which you saw are the ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they will receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. So the ten horns is kings that will still come. They will come in the great tribulation. Don't need to worry about that. So here, the angel paints the picture of the great harlot. Great harlot and Babylon are one. Seven heads is the only thing we don't know. Seven strongholds, seven mountains. And the challenge has been given to us. What is it? The one who has got wisdom, let him figure it out. Let's go a little bit further. I'm going to start to skip some verses. Verse 15. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are people, multitudes, nations, tongues. So this woman sits on the whole world. Many people. Verse 18, and the woman who you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So we see the harlot is the Babylon. She reigns over the earth. 18 verse 4, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive the plagues. For her sins have reached to the heavens, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works in the cup which she has mixed. Mixed double for her. God asks, he pleads, he begs, he says, come out of her. Don't have anything to do with her as Christians. Because if you have got something to do with her, you're going to drink the same cup that she's going to drink. Verse 12. Merchants of gold. She is merchants of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silver, silk, scarlet, wood, every kind of object, ivory, precious metals, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, incense, frankincense, oil, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and the most important, the bodies and the souls of men. She trades bodies and souls of men. And in verse 21, then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. It's going to be judgment on the great city. It's going to be thrown into the sea in a moment, in a short time. Now the big question is, who is the harlot? Question on everybody's mouth. As I said to you, when I was in Bible school, they said it is the traditional churches. Doesn't fit. Doesn't make sense to me. When I read through this, as I was preparing for the subject of Revelation, a light came on. I don't know if it was from myself or it was the Holy Spirit. And it says, and it said to me, great city, Los Angeles, Hollywood. Now we've got some movie makers here, so I need to tread very carefully. And it came to mind to me, Seven Mountains. What has been preached to this world? First of all, it started in the 40s, 50s. Addiction. Addiction. Every scene that you saw on movies, woman and a man had a cigarette in the mouth and a glass of whiskey on the table, in the car. And it grew. Today, cigarettes is nothing anymore. Today, it's a cocktail of designer drugs, uppers, lowers, speedballs, what you call it. People are dying. Thousands because of addiction. It's a hold, stronghold in this world. Doesn't affect Christians as well. Many Christians. Doesn't affect Christians only. I can be wrong. I can be totally wrong. Doesn't matter. Sin is sin. Whether it is the harlot or not, doesn't matter. Sin is sin. Second one that Hollywood portrays to the world, wealth. Wealth. You are a star. bucks. You've got bucks. Rolls in. Young girls have left, ran away from home to go and pursue fame, fortune in Hollywood. Did they make it? Some yes, most not. They end up on the streets, prostitutes. They sold their souls. They traded their souls, their lives, their bodies. They died. Hooked on drugs. Some didn't make it as stars, but they did become stars. Instead of Hollywood stars, they became porn stars. Because they were looking for that wealth and money. Third mountain. Sex. Sex. It's portrayed, it's been pushed down our throats by Hollywood. It's a stronghold. The whole world is captivated by it. With that comes abortion. As Pastor Keith preached, he preached my message this morning. Abortion. It's not a new thing. Started in the times of Jesus, before Jesus, where temple prostitution, where the Diana, the temple goddess Diana, was prostitution, was her service. And those babies that was born out of lust, people didn't want. So they were offered to Molech, fire god. Babies that is born out of lust, today, because of sex, is aborted, pulled out with suction, chemical abortion, all kinds of things. I've heard on the radio, big problem in South Africa is abortion is legal up to a certain time. Thereafter, it's not legal anymore. Then they go to the backstreet abortionists and they give them pills. And they say to those young girls, the pregnancy will just disappear. But it doesn't disappear. That young girl gives birth to a fully formed baby. Sometimes that baby is still breathing for a few minutes. And the shock on that young girl, because the traditional whoever that gave her the medicine said, it will disappear. Does not. Because it's over the time. Not legal anymore, the abortion. Takes place in South Africa. Many sold their lives, their souls, for sex. Because it's been pushed down our throats. Next stronghold. War. Start all innocently. Cowboys and Indians, and we played it. What does war say? Hatred. Hate your brother. You don't fight and kill somebody if you don't hate them. Hatred between races. Just because you're another race, there's a war, and you will kill that person because you hate him. Between ethnic groups, between religion, because they are something different. Cold War, Middle East War, it's going on today. African War in Africa. I saw this afternoon, Sierra Leone in the 2001. Tremendous killings going on because of hatred. And because of that, young children take a gun to school and shoot everybody. Because it's been pushed down our throats. It's a stronghold. Next one, homosexuality. Homosexuality. And as I said to you previously, increases. It starts with something small. It's now a major thing. Let's come back to sex. Sex has changed governments, changed laws, Prostitution is legalized. Kings drank of it. They changed the law. Homosexuality legalized today. The kings drank of the harlot. They changed the laws. Australia is the first city country that went one further and they said 60s, 70s, 80s, it was illegal. If you were caught in homosexuality, you had a criminal history. They said, we will now erase all of the history that has to do with homosexuality. So anyone who had a history on file, it will be gone. It's been put on our throats. Every series, many series, many programs, television programs, family programs on television portray homosexuality, lesbianism, and it's okay. And it's made to be okay. We love the homosexuals, but we don't love their sin. There's nothing wrong with the person, but the sin is what we don't like as Christians. All right. We are now at five. Thing that comes through now, through Hollywood. Demonic. Living dead. Beasts. Outer space. You know that the second heaven is the realm of the demons. That's where the demons' realm is. Anything that comes from out of space is demonic. And it's getting pushed down our throats. And we as people, we love to watch those zombie movies. Monsters. Half man, half machine. Totally machine. It's all demonic. And then the last one. You can change. You can add on. That this is just what came to my mind. Is man is the savior of himself. Doesn't need nobody. Doesn't need God. If there's an outbreak of a virus, man will find the cure. If there's an attack from outer space, man will resolve it. If there's a meteorite coming towards Earth, man will flow to the meteorite and blow it into a million pieces. Man can save himself. Don't need somebody else. We don't need a God. And with this one comes also blaspheming God's name. Because we make God a common thing if we blaspheme his name. It's nothing. Blaspheme his name. Every second sentence, every second movie. We can save ourselves. We are a God to ourselves. And that is what's coming through. That's the teaching out there. Bible school student came to me and he wanted to convince me that we will become gods. It's nonsense. It's a lie from the bottom of the pit of hell. We cannot save ourselves. That is why the whole of the Old Testament is in the Bible, to show us that we cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior. We need Jesus. Question tonight is, have we sold our souls? See, the movie industry, they want to captivate you. You start to watch that movie, they must have your attention immediately and they must keep you on the edge of your seat. And you must live yourself into that movie. You must become part of that. You must cry. You must jump up and down because you're anxious. The guy's going to lose. You're selling your soul to nothing. And it's not the world out there, it's the Christians. It's we as Christians. Is entertainment wrong? No. If it's built on the seven heads, on the seven mountains, it's wrong. But there's beautiful entertainment out there. There's Christian entertainment out there. There's National Geographic. There's all kinds of entertainment. But we need to choose what we watch. Do we defile ourselves? Do we sell our souls to the harlot? Or do we keep ourselves pure? And I am the first to say, I've done it many times. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Amen. Pastor Key.
Gee, Michelle, all alone at the back there. Yeah.